This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on the significance of SAARC currency swap framework. The participants are A.K. Bhattacharya, economic analyst, and Arjun J. Chaudhary, anchor.
So I'm joined by Shri A.K. Bhattacharya, who is an economic analyst on our program, where we will discuss on the significance of the SAARC currency framework. Mr. Bhattacharya, our listeners would like to know that the foreign exchange reserves of India are currently about $574 billion. It's come under $600 billion, and nations are looking at ways and means of looking to reduce the liability when it comes to trading with each other, especially when they're trading in foreign exchange in either US dollars or euros. How do you see this move on the part of RBI to extend currency swaps in rupees to the tune of 250 billion rupees?
Well, you know, a currency swap agreement is essentially an agreement that helps or provides financial support for short-term foreign exchange requirements or balance of payment support to economic participants in another country. Now, in this case, this is an Indian government initiative wherein a currency swap facility was already in existence between India and other SAARC member countries like Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, Maldives, Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Nepal. But what is happening now is this agreement was coming to an end in 2024. Now, this has been extended till 2027. And the value of the currency swap facility has also been enhanced. There is one facility under rupee terms, which means 25,000 crore rupees value. And for dollar and euro, this is another thing, which is a $2 billion euro facility. Now, what this essentially means is that any, let us say, a garment exporter from Bangladesh, which is exporting to India, can enter into an agreement with Indian party under this currency swap facility, in which the money that is made available to exporter is in rupees, but on terms and conditions that protect the importer or the exporter against currency fluctuations. So it helps the exporter or the importer to adjust the currency risk. At the same time, it helps him access precious foreign exchange because he does not have to look for US dollars to do trade with the Indian partner. So this is a big facility. And as I said, the amount may be small, 25,000 crore rupees in Indian rupees and 2 billion in US dollar and euro. But this is a big facilitator. And one condition is there, which your listeners must know, is that before this facility can be enjoyed by exporters or importers in these SAARC countries, there has to be an agreement, bilateral agreement, between the Reserve Bank of India and the Central Bank of these SAARC countries. It is necessary. But once it is done, then it provides tremendous cover to traders and exporters, investors. They can take advantage of this facility and insure themselves against currency risks and also help them tide over any balance of payment situation. My final point is many of the SAARC countries, except Bangladesh, are not in the pink of their financial health. They are having major problems in terms of foreign exchange availability, in terms of the balance of payments. So therefore, this currency swap agreement is a big benefit for these countries and exporters and importers and investors in these countries.
AKB, apart from the proviso of signing bilateral agreements where between the central banks of India and the other nations who are part of the South Asian Association for Regional Cooperation. And just coming back to the example between importer from Bangladesh, there'll have to be a corresponding agreement by the exporter from India as well, because typically exporters are seeking payment in foreign exchange in US dollars or in euros. So there'll have to be a consensus in terms of receiving payment back in rupees as well. How is that going to be managed under this arrangement?
It's an important question that you have raised. What happens is that since you raised the Bangladeshi exporter's example, and a Bangladeshi exporter, let us say he wants to export 100 US dollars of garments to an Indian partner. Now, when he wants to export that $100, he enters into an agreement. First of all, there has to be an agreement between Bangladesh Central Bank and Indian Reserve Bank of India. Once assuming that agreement is done, the currency swap facility becomes operational between India and Bangladesh. Then the Bangladeshi exporter of garment wants to export garments worth $100 to an Indian party and expects $100 to receive from it. But he need not get the $100, but he will be assured that once the supplies are made, he will get $100 equivalent of Indian rupees. Now, once he gets that assurance and he is assured of that exchange rate, which is tied up and an agreement is signed between the two parties, so he is not worried about any currency fluctuations over the period of the deal. So it may take 6 months or 1 year, but his currency risks are completely taken care of or adjusted by this agreement. So even if he gets into a rupee currency swap agreement, his exchange rate risks are zero because it is done on the day that agreement is signed.
So apart from the market valuation of the currency which is bought and sold by dealers, and it's that fluctuation in the currency which the traders would like to avoid or mitigate, there's also the interest rate payments on the loan that's taken, whether it's in rupees or in any other foreign exchange. So if it's a rupee swap agreement, there would also be interest payments in rupees. How is that different from an interest payment if you're borrowing in dollars or euros?
In the case of a dollar, your interest amount which you are liable to pay keeps changing depending on the exchange rate fluctuations. But in the case of an exporter, which is borrowing money in rupees under this currency swap agreement, his liability of interest payment is more or less fixed at the time he enters into the agreement. So that interest rate volatility risks he does not have to bear. So that is a big advantage. But you know, there's another dimension to this agreement. Now, this also means that the Indian rupee's acceptability in a larger sense is enhanced. In a sense that Indian rupee today is relatively far more stable than many other currencies in the region. And even compared to dollar, the Indian rupee has shown its resilience and stability. So therefore, this is a one way of making rupee and a little more acceptable in a larger base, with a sense than a regional base. That is also very important. And the second more important dimension to this is that India takes strategically a leadership role in the SAARC region. Being the largest country in SAARC, it offers this facility, and through this economic deal, it is trying to establish its strategic connect and strategic relevance in the region. Going beyond, it has other implications. It can, you know, explore similar deals with countries in Africa, which are also in need for such agreements, which give them balance of payment support and exchange rates adjustments. So it has got both economic, bilateral, regional, as well as strategic dimensions and benefits.
Do you see this as a follow-up between Russia and China, where Russia is swapping its rubles for yuan for the settlement of financial transactions? Do you see that similar to what's happening internationally?
No, I don't think this deal is similar, because the Russia and China deal is a plain swap arrangement. But this one is under different terms and conditions, where only the exchange rate fluctuations are taken care of. And therefore, the interest payment liabilities also get taken care of. And access to resources for countries which do not have access to the hard currencies like dollar or euro can actually use this facility. So I would not compare what is happening between Russia and China with what India has done in the SAARC region.
So you mentioned about the negotiability of the Indian rupee in the SAARC markets, and you also said that all the SAARC nations are not in the pink of health, India being the largest trading partner. How do you see trade picking up with the SAARC partners?
Well, right now, India's trade with some of the SAARC countries are very good, but leading with Bangladesh and a little bit with Sri Lanka. But I think that with the agreements like this, currency swap arrangements with South Asian countries, it will definitely give a boost to both their exports to India and India's exports to them. Not only that, there's a lot of investments plans that are been afoot. The Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina was in the country recently, and that has given fresh lease of life to increased economic cooperation, particularly in light of what China is trying to do in Bangladesh. So therefore, this currency swap arrangement, in my view, has the biggest implication for India's economic relations with Bangladesh, which is a very close neighboring country with strong economic relations. So if Indian government is giving this currency swap arrangement to SAARC region, including Bangladesh, then I would say this is also a very strategic move in the current geopolitical context.
There's a proviso of signing of bilateral agreements before the concession of a swap agreement is offered by Reserve Bank of India. What is the content of these bilateral agreements? I mean, clearly the goal is to increase trade, but what are the specific provisos?
When an agreement that has to be concluded between the Central Bank of India and the Central Bank of the SAARC member country. These agreements were already, they started in 2012 and they continued till 2024. And before they were going to end, the government of India has decided that it should be extended by another 3 years. Now, I'm sure there will be no change in the terms of these agreements. Broadly, there are guarantees involved, there are safety conditions are there, because no central bank would like to incur any risks, financial risks, for either its own economic participants or the participants of their neighboring country. So these are normal protocol are followed. There's nothing particularly distinctive about these features. My reading of this agreement is that this will mean that exporters and importers in these countries will see doing trade with India more easy, a little more attractive, because one of the major costs of international trade is the foreign exchange currency related. In a sense, the cost of settling payments in a foreign currency is one of the many, many costs that international trade incurs. Now, if you take care of these exchange rate adjustment costs, through this bilateral agreement, I would say that there would be an added incentive for exporters or importers from these SAARC countries to do more business with India. So this also has, as I said, an economic dimension. This might promote India's SAARC businesses and trade and investments in a substantial way.
Do we have a similar arrangement with Japan for the rupee and the yen under swap arrangement between the two central banks?
There is agreement between India and Japan on this. It is used not that frequently, but sometime back there was a major currency swap arrangement between Suzuki and Maruti Udyog Limited, considered to be a major trade facilitator. And I'm glad you have referred to the Japan experiment, and that helped bring Indian and Japanese companies closer to do more such deals. So therefore, Japan is a classic example of how currency swap agreements can actually promote and enhance trade.
And finally, I would like to ask AKB that through these economic means of financing short-term forex liquidity requirements, for instance, checking on your balance and payment crisis, does it also a check on geopolitics between SAARC nations?
To a great extent, it's a step that not only enhances economic relations, but also strengthens India's geopolitical positioning in the region. And as I said earlier, that it is also a message to other developing countries around the world, particularly those in Africa, that Indian financial system is capable of offering these facilities that reduces trade costs, enhances trade privileges and trade opportunities. So this is both an economic as well as a geopolitical message that India sends out this agreement.
Thank you, AKB, for giving a valuable opinion on the SAARC currency swap framework, the window which offers 250 billion rupees, which is the equivalent of $3 billion to members of SAARC nations, apart from the ongoing $2 billion swap window for US dollars and euros. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on the significance of SAARC currency swap framework. The participants were A.K. Bhattacharya, economic analyst, and Arjun J. Chaudhary, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.